All right, Too Hard to Swallow podcast. It's Sunday, March the 7th, 11:14 p.m. Yeah, I know what it is. I always drop it late Sunday nights. Early in the week, let's just jump right into it. Early in the week, we had Mississippi and Texas announced that we fully open, that those states are 100% open. Mississippi it's 100% open after Friday, 5 o'clock. And a lot of news outlets was talking about Texas. They kind of overlooked Mississippi. They just kept talking about Texas because there's so many people in Texas. So they kept talking about Texas. They kind of overlooked Mississippi. And of course, I live in Mississippi, so this concerns me and my people. I had to speak on it. It was crazy yesterday, riding around, seeing all the restaurants packed. I'm seeing people walking in restaurants with newborn babies, some with masks, some without masks. A lot of people just weren't giving a fuck. A lot of people probably was tired of wearing a mask, and they just like, hey, it is what it is. A lot of people outraged about it, and a lot of people, you know, don't give a fuck either way. We're a Republican state in Mississippi, so it wasn't shocking that Tate Reeves took remove the mask mandate because, hey, Republicans are all about business. And the businesses, a lot of businesses was suffering because, you know, they wasn't able to operate at full capacity. Now, the other side of the token is they don't give a fuck about the consumers. You know what I'm saying? If all the consumers die, then you won't have no businesses anyway. You know what I'm saying? But they don't give a fuck about that. It's just all about the businesses. And, you know, but if all the businesses go away, hey, we fucked either way. So, hey, personally, I don't even have a problem with them taking away the mask mandate. You know, we had to, we have freedoms, and just because he took it away doesn't mean you had to stop wearing your mask. If you feeling uncomfortable without a mask, hey, wear one. And if you feeling uncomfortable wearing a mask, don't wear the shit. The beauty is we do have the freedom to decide that shit now. So, and I'm hoping too that it, you know, what I've been speaking on other episodes of the podcast, what I'm hoping is that they don't make our kids have to take these vaccines and shit like that. And which I'm pretty confident in our state, we not, you know, gonna have to, our kids won't have to take them. You know what I'm saying? Because Republicans believe in less government as possible, so they don't want big government to tell them what to do. And it's big government that'll probably be like, hey, for the kids to go to school next year, they need to take this vaccine. So I'm pretty confident that down here, we won't be subject to that. And that's great that they won't make our kids get the vaccine and shit like that. So that's a, That's a good thing. And what'll probably happen is everybody else all over the United States will be trying to move to places like Texas and Mississippi, because they'll probably be in situations where they're trying to force their kids to take the vaccine and go to school. And they may not agree with that. And they say, you know what? Fuck it. We come to Texas and Mississippi and set up shop, because they not going for that bullshit. So, and I can't even lie, it was great seeing people out at these restaurants, to be honest. It seemed normal for a minute. You know, even though we pretty much been wide open from the beginning, he didn't even really have to make an announcement. We've been wide open since jump, man. It's just that Mississippi don't get no media attention or exposure, so ain't nobody picking up this shit. But we've been open from the jump. I mean, it is what it is. Now, Tate need to approve the money for Jackson to get their water system done, because that's long overdue. It's people in Jackson still without water from the winter storm that took place a few weeks ago. So he need to approve that, which I doubt he will, you know what I'm saying? But he need to approve that, and you know, so we can start getting things in order in Jackson. 'Cause it, you know, whether people believe it or not, we still a city on the rise. Got a lot of murders, 24 murders already, and we got to cut that shit out, man. But the city is on the rise. It's gonna continue to come up. Our major issues are the streets. We need to get the streets paved, and which that's been a problem since I've been a kid. So we definitely need to get the streets and stuff fixed. Our infrastructure is fucked up, and the crime. So if we get those two things tackled, the city definitely gonna shoot off. It's gonna take off. And it's I'm starting to see more people down here. I see a lot of out of state tags just riding around and not knowing where they going. And I've been telling y'all on other episodes of the podcast that people are moving down here. It's a steady number of people moving here and enjoying it here. So Dion, not the only person to move down here, but it's a lot of people coming here, man. And it's steady. The number's steady growing. And I'm with it, you know, I'm here for it. But the mask thing is not a big deal, because we've been open since day one. Like, people was like, how can he take away the mask mandate? Hey, we've been open all the time. So for motherfuckers to be complaining, this shit been open, wide open all the time. You still can wear your mask if you feel like it. If you don't feel like it now, you don't have to wear your mask. I went to the gas station the other day. Some people had a mask on, some people didn't. And that was perfectly all right, because certain people felt comfortable with the masks and certain people didn't feel comfortable with their mask. So I'm with it. I'm cool with it. It's still places that you work at, they still saying, hey, we want you to wear a mask here, and that's fine too. So I'm with the shit. Take your vitamin D, take a lot of vitamins, get some sun. And if you hadn't got the virus and all this time, you probably will be okay. 'Cause now we don't even hear about the flu or none of that shit. It's amazing how the flu just went away. Now it's all about the coronavirus. So hey, but this mask thing, we've been open from day one, man. Really, to be honest, we've been. Now it's just he just put it on paper, that we open, but we've been open all the time. And to everywhere else, if you tired of being closed and stuff, come to Mississippi and Texas. Well, come to Mississippi. We got more room than Texas. We've been open. He just made it official. And Tate, give Jackson their money. We need the money to fix our infrastructure and our pipes and get the water working and shit. And, fix some of these schools. Some schools closing. Watkins Elementary closing. I'm sad to hear that. And the kids got to go down the street to Walton Elementary. So hopefully that'll be a smooth transition for the kids and their parents. I had to speak on this. Click the link in the bio and take it directly to the merch. Get the merch. We got the Instagram up now. So check that out. Be on the lookout for that. Go back and listen to other episodes. Keep supporting. Keep tapping in, man. So go get that merch. Go listen to other episodes. Check out our Instagram page, Too Hard to Swallow Podcast. That's the Instagram handle. Hey, you've been listening to the Too Hard to Swallow Podcast. I'm Bobby Crudup Jr. Until next time.